This Shabbat in Chutz La'aretz, it's Parshat Emor, and here in Eretz Yisrael, it's Parshat Behar. I thought, therefore, I would try to say a Dvar Torah that connects both Parshiot. We'll start with Parshat Emor, which we read last week here in Eretz Yisrael. Parshat Emor begins with all sorts of laws that apply specifically to the Kohanim. And a lot of these laws are, first of all, very difficult to understand. And particularly in our generation, I think they make many of us very uncomfortable. Kohanim are prohibited from doing all sorts of things, prohibited from marrying certain women, even though there's absolutely nothing wrong with those women, prohibited from participating in certain types of activities. And what's strange is that some of the things that are prohibited to Kohanim, not only are they not prohibited to the rest of us, but in some cases they're even positive things. Take, for example, let's say there's a funeral. If I go to that funeral, I'm not a Kohen. That's actually a mitzvah. It's something very positive. And a Kohen who would go to the same funeral would be violating an Isur. How can it be that for me, it's something good, and for him, it's something bad? That's something that's very hard for us to understand. And in fact, the whole idea that a certain class of people is set aside from everyone else kind of makes us also uncomfortable. We're used to a world in which at least the ideal what people strive for is shivyon, is equality, is everyone being basically the same. And here the Torah is telling us very clearly that that's not true. And the Torah says that that's the reason. If we read, for example, in Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Chet, in the context of explaining these special laws that apply to Kohanim, it tells us, V'kidashto, he has to be made holier. Ki et lechem Elohecha hu makriv, kadosh yelach. Ki kadosh ani Adonai mekadishchem. Just like I, Hashem, am kadosh, which we know that the word kadosh also means separate, because I'm separate, so he has to be separate. He has to be set aside and set off from the rest of the people. And again, that's something that I think makes us a bit uncomfortable, but it's pretty undeniable that that's what the Torah is trying to do when it comes to the Kohanim. If we go back earlier in Parshat, in Sefer Vayikra, we're told the same thing. Back in Parshat Shemini, Perik Yud, Pasuk Chet, we read by the Ber Adonai El Aaron Lemor, Hashem speaks directly to Aharon and tells him, Yayin v'sheichar al tesht, ata uvanecha itach bivoachem Elohim Moed v'lo tamutu, chukat olam medorotechem. When you enter the Mikdash, Aaron was told, you and your sons, you cannot drink wine. So that's a law that applies only in certain circumstances. But it tells us, what's the reason? Ulehavdil ben hakodesh uven hachol uven hatameh uven hatahor. Ulorot et bnei Yisrael et kol hachukim asher diber Adonai elehem biyad Moshe. Your job is to teach people how to make havdalot, how to distinguish between Kodesh and Chol, between Tameh and Tahor. That's what you have to teach the people. And therefore, you have a special status. You have a special responsibility. And therefore, there are special rules that apply specifically to you. And elsewhere we read, Ki et lechem Elohecha hu makriv, kadosh yelach. Right? Because he's the one who because the Kohanim are the ones who serve in the Mikdash, therefore they have these special responsibilities. So this is certainly something that's a little bit foreign to our sensibilities. But the truth is that not only is the Torah teaching us to differentiate between the Kohanim and the rest of the people, the rest of Am Yisrael, but similarly, we are told to differentiate between Am Yisrael and the rest of the world. And in many of the laws we find throughout Sefer Vayikra, tell us exactly that. In Parshat Behar, which we'll be reading here in Eretz Yisrael this week, and in Chutz La'aretz next, towards the end of the Parsha we read that in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Nun Hei, Ki li v'nei Yisrael avadim, avadai heim asher hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim, ani Adonai Eloheichem. Am Yisrael also is separated from the rest of the people. Rest of the people in the world. We're specifically referred to as Avdei Hashem. We are meant to be the servants of God. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim to be His servants. And in fact, back in Parshat Kedoshim, we read that same idea as well. Kedoshim tiyu. All of us have to be kadosh. And there as well, we read back in Perek Chaf, a very similar idea. The same way that the Kohanim have to be separated from the rest of Am Yisrael, so too Am Yisrael has to be separated. And we find that here in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, V'lo telchu b'chukot ha-goy, asher ni mishaleach mipnechem, ki kol ela asu v'akutzbam. You have to be different from the other nations. The other nations have practices that you're not allowed to follow. V'omar lachem, atem tirshu et admatam, v'ani etnena lachem l'reshet otah eretz zavat chalav u'dvash. It's for this reason that I took the land of Eretz Yisrael away from them and I gave it to you. Ani Adonai Eloheichem asher hivdalti etchem min ha'amim. I separated you from the other nations. V'hivdaltem. And the same way that you were separated from other nations, you also have to learn how to separate bein ha'behemah ha'torah la'tmeah uvein ha'of ha'tameh la'tahor. You have to understand the difference between different animals as well. And Pasuk Chafav tells us, V'yitem li kidoshim ki kadosh ani Adonai. Va'avdil etchem min ha'amim lihiyot li. I separated you from the nations to be mine. So it seems that what these psukim are telling us is not that Kohanim are better than the rest of us, or indeed that Am Yisrael is better than the nations of the world, but simply that different individuals and different groups have different purposes. Rabbi Liebtag, many years ago, I heard from him in a shiur that Sefer Vayikra is called Sefer Torat Kohanim. And some people think it's because the laws of the Kohanim are found in the book of Vayikra. But if you look through Vayikra, you'll see that there are sections like the beginning of Parshat Emor that speak directly to the Kohanim, but much of Sefer Vayikra, like Parshat Kedoshim and like Parshat Behar, speak to the entire nation. And therefore he suggested that the term Torat Kohanim really refers to the Kohanim that are all of Am Yisrael. And this brings us back to Parshat Yitro, Sefer Shemot, which we're going to read again in a couple of weeks on Shavuot. At Matan Torah, what were we told? Vatem tihiyuli mamlechet Kohanim v'goy Kadosh. The idea of being Kohanim, the idea of being separated from the rest of the people and having to live on a holier standard in order to teach and in order to influence and in order to educate. So that's true for all of Am Yisrael who were separated out from the rest of the world. Within Am Yisrael, we have the Kohanim who were separated out from among us. The Kohanim are meant to influence and to inspire and to teach us. We are meant to do the same to the rest of the world. And therefore, this concept of being different, of being separated for the sake of Kiddushah, is something that, again, maybe is a little bit contrary to modern sensibilities, but it has in it a very, very noble message, and a message that that ultimately we are separated from the rest of the world in order to influence the rest of the world. Shabbat shalom lekulam.